We're going to need some new dollars. You know, an extension is, you know, if we have to do that, that's, you know, it would be very unfortunate because we've missed the opportunity to make the improvements and refinements that I'm absolutely convinced we need to do based on what I've heard from the people of agriculture all across this country. We're going to need some new dollars. I think there's some opportunities. There are some dollars that that were really earmarked by the administration or in Democrat-led legislation in the 117th Congress that were earmarked related to agriculture that have not been spent yet. And so I think those some of those were addressed in the debt ceiling, but there's just a small fraction. There's more out there. Now, if it's already the check's been written, that's fine. But if it's just sitting there in a pot of money that somebody in the administration can arbitrarily exercise, I think that's fair game. Well, then the other one I'd put on the table, and I really appreciate the support of our budget chairman, Jody Arrington. He's a good agriculture guy, right? Lubbock, Texas, just a dear friend, brother in the Lord. You know, he and I have talked about how 80% of what we've spent on agriculture since the 2018 Farm Bill has been outside the Farm Bill. It's been that disaster money, right, for weather, for trade, for COVID, and specifically in the weather-related. That is never done very efficiently when you pass a disaster bill, because you get a bill like that, you do it emotionally. And when you do bills emotionally, you don't always do the best possible job. And quite frankly, there are elements of Congress that will hang other bills, spending bills, like Christmas ornaments on it. And so you do a lot of overspending because you have to get this done emotionally because of the disaster impact on agriculture. I've been working for 2.5 years, and I think Chairman Arrington is supportive of the concept. Let's take some of those monies from disaster relief, incorporate it into crop insurance. It will make crop insurance more attractive. We'll get more subscriptions, which helps bring income in. And at the same time, we will save money by avoiding the typical emotional disaster. Now, we're going to have to do some of that disaster because you can't always anticipate what happens to the American farmer. But I think a lot of it we could take care of by incorporating in there. And that would give us some new dollars to use. Now, we're probably going to need more than that ultimately, but I think that's a great start.